Essay 16. This week has been extraordinarily warm for mid-November. Highs in the mid-60s Monday, well into the 70s today. The sky, true blue through and through, not even a wisp of a cloud anywhere. Air, dry and breezeless, fall, stalled, photograph frozen in its late October glory. What I first noticed today on my walk was how shriveled down all the leaves on the ground were, not that multi-hued, plastered-together look from last week. All now an ochery, cocoa-y brown, very noisy to walk on, crumbly underfoot. About halfway through the walk, I took off my hoodie. A few minutes later, I rolled up the sleeves and unbuttoned the front of my flannel shirt. Then I took the shirt off. That's how hot it felt, sweaty hot, especially the way I was dressed. All I could really think about today was yesterday, which turned out to be a terrible day. The kind of terrible that changes things, when the bottoms of bottomless problems suddenly appear clear, right there, all done. It all started with my disequilibrium, which thankfully abated as the day wore on. I went to work late for a meeting in advance of my evening class. I got there early, as I always do, and took a walk around the neighborhood. I happened into a man I hadn't seen in maybe 25 years. I knew him pretty well back then, not a friend, but pretty well. At some point on our path, I think he took a dislike to me. I have no idea why. I never try to fathom those kinds of things, nor do I try to talk anyone back from it. It just goes that way, and I let it. Today I recognized him, and he recognized me. We exchanged how are yous. When my turn came, I almost said, oh, fine. But for some reason, part of me said not to. I added, but my wife died this past winter. Not emotional, just matter of fact. I could see his jaw tighten, teeth clenched. He knew he was going to have to say something socially acceptable about that. I saw that exact look on some other faces last winter, not happy that some tragedy had come my way, just not happy about having to say something consolatory to me. They did just what this man did. They let out a clipped, I'm sorry, and dipped their heads sideways as a signal for me to say no more. Just as I said what I said, another man about my age happened to be passing by and overheard. He said, I don't even know you, but it makes me sad to hear that. He asked if I had kids, how they were, and then wandered on. I must have learned something complex and durable right then, because it reminded me of one of my favorite Stephen Crane poems. The sage lectured brilliantly. Before him, two images. Now this one is a devil, and this one is me. He turned away. Then a cunning pupil changed the positions. Turned the sage again. Now this one is a devil, and this one is me. The pupil sat, all grinning and rejoiced in the game. But the sage was a sage. I'm not sure exactly how this poem applies to that minute of my day. I just know it does, perfectly, depending, I think, on who gets to play the sage. A few years ago, Carol and I met a friend of ours at a restaurant downtown, someone dealing with a traumatic loss at the time. I was sitting across the table from her. Her reddened face looked like it was in an invisible vise which was squeezing out tears a few at a time, an agony in the eyes. It brought tears to my eyes to witness that much pain. I glanced to my left just then and saw a young couple striding by outside the window, just inches from my face, laughing, happy. I turned back to the scene in front of me. I made no value judgments one way or another about any of this. What I realized and decided to remember was that those two realities, seemingly so opposite, so remote from one another, are pretty much always just like that. Whichever one you're looking at, the other is right there in the corner of your eye, a few inches aside. That nearby. Thereafter, whenever I have found myself sinking into, being sucked into, a deep muck, I just look askance for a second or two. The other world, the rest of the world, is always there, walking by. I went then to what was a long, pointless meeting with some of my colleagues. Two of them, people I work closely with, have never acknowledged my loss with even an "I'm sorry." Another hid behind anyone else he was with when he encountered me. When they said something socially appropriate, he would draw his lips back tight, as if to say, "Yes, me too, though it pains me to say it." Today, they appeared to me to be funny, like cartoon characters. Not smart ones, like Bugs Bunny or Daffy Duck. Not happy ones, like SpongeBob and Patrick. More like Elmer Fudd and Squidward. Funny that way. Each of them blabbing their same old blab. I blabbed my blab, waited for it to be over, made some social pleasantries, and left. Dip, 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 dip. That's all, folks.